Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. I feel like it's a pretty hefty one for sure again.
Always.
Actually this time it's pretty hefty because we have a lot of tours and stuff going on in the K-pop world that will actually be affecting us soon. Honestly, it's a little bit of comebacks, not too much, but yeah, like a lot of, there's tours, sneak preview of the tours. We're going to talk about NCT 127, Baby Monster, Stray Kids, and there's stuff going on for Coachella, but yes, you heard right, Stray Kids. We'll talk about a certain award show that was, I guess, its inaugural run, even though it was like trying to troll us by saying like, it's annual. Well, it's probably annual because after...
I kept saying, what is this? I think it's annual starting from this year.
How dare they put annual? Mm. Anyways, then we have, of course, we will be talking New Jeans, The Hype, Minhyjin, all that shit.
It's getting worse.
It's
worse.
We're screwed. We are screwed, people. Mm. And let's talk about some happy stuff, though. La Seraphim meets Jolly, one of our other favorite YouTubers. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit of La Seraphim. And, of course, ending on some on a little bit of BTS and some Stray Kids.
Yes.
And with that said, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. And, Haley, while you are doing something to your nose, what do you need to say now?
Nothing. So, follow us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please message us there.
Yes, because you need to message us and send us a DM if you want to enter our holiday giveaway. Our holiday giveaway for this year is going to be a free album. Mm-hmm. And it's, guess what? It's Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. Because they also will be touring and I'm super excited. But we are going to be giving away a Baby Monster from their recent release, Drip. Yes, so it's actually theirs and the new one. And it's the Ziploc version. And it's awesome because this special version comes with a full set of photo cards of each member.
Nice.
Pretty crazy.
Kind of like New Jeans.
Must you remind me? We were not
because
even there
because they were
yet.
The other ones that always did that. And I always thought it was nice.
I'm surprised, though, because there is seven members for Baby Monster. And yeah, I got seven for all of them because I have the same exact album. So you can too. So even if you're not fellow Monsties, which is, of course, their fandom.
Monsties.
You can feel free to sign up. And also, we will include a special bonus for anyone that enters. Actually, not for anyone that enters. Sorry. Retracting that statement. For whoever wins for this one. You'll also get you'll get a special photo card of your ultimate bias included. And that is outside of Baby Monster. Right. Just in general. Yeah. Your
any K-pop group.
Full-on ultimate bias among all the biases you have. So to enter, all you have to do is just let us know, and including especially in our my mind is going,
what's going on,
is short circuiting. Haywire.
Okay, what is it?
Because I'm doing this off the top of my head, because we just thought about this literally a minute before we recorded. But let us know in our DMs on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast which groups you are most looking forward to and will definitely, if not really, try your best to attend and watch and hopefully see next year for 2025. Mm-hmm. We would like to hear everyone's thoughts and everyone's, like, anticipation for, you know, obviously, on my short list right now, in terms of, like, what I've heard, is Baby Monster's up there now because now there's confirmation, which we will talk about. But yeah, it could be for anything. Obviously, Twice is going to tour. Obviously, excited for that. Just tell us who you're looking forward to. I don't know if Haley's looking forward to Stray Kids as much anymore because of all
the news. Mine is
Stray
Kids.
Okay.
Stray Kids, Boy Next Door, ZB1.
And that's all you have to do. Just let us know who you're looking forward to. And I guess you could throw in some details of why, who, and let us know, like I said, your ultimate, super ultimate K-pop bias. Then you'll be entered to win the drip Ziploc version, along with a pre-order bonus special photo card.
Oh, damn.
Of your bias.
Okay.
So let us know. Anyways, let's move on because there's a lot of stuff going on. We actually will be attending MAMA tomorrow, or by the time you hear this, today, or maybe if you listen to this another day.
Yes, MAMA in LA. Yesterday.
Yeah, so MAMA Los Angeles, day one for MAMA is here in LA. We'll be attending with a couple of our other friends. Looking forward to seeing Islet. Oh, Islet is here already. I didn't even show you this, or I forgot to tell Haley. One of our friends works in the LAX or the airport.
Who?
Bo.
Oh, okay. Did Look he see he them?
I'm showing this Haley live. It's her first time seeing. He's like, hey, is he's like, are you going to the Islet concert? And I'm like,
what
it's not
is
a concert,
that?
But. Oh, like because he works for TSA, so he knows when people are going.
Them.
Yeah, like when they come through and they check them.
Oh, my favorite.
It's Haley's favorite member of Islet. That's a lot of sarcasm in that. Yeah, so he saw Wanhee. So all the members should be here. Rise has already been here. Twice is not
here.
Even going to MAMA, but they're here. Obviously, JYP basically lives here.
Has
they probably are here. I mean, we're not keeping super close tabs. Right. It's just, it was just funny that my friend
why is
sent
it
me a
only
text.
Her thing?
I think he was the only one that he recognized.
Oh,
or maybe, you know,
see,
like
they're
split. I don't even know. I'm making
that's so funny
shit up now at this point. But yeah, so they're officially here. Looking forward to all the different groups that, you know, we'll get. PBG is still going to be our host.
Yes, he is.
So that's going to be really cool. It's going to be our first ever, like, actually, Haley's first ever award show. I was going to say my first. Actually,
no. Went to Billboard.
Oh, I'm sad again. You know who I saw at Billboard? New Jeans. And Minji. That's when Minji won my heart. And she toyed with my heart also. So that's happening tomorrow. We'll see. We'll report back next week. See what happens.
Because we don't even know if we're allowed to film.
We don't know anything is going on.
We don't know if we're allowed to bring light sticks or if they're providing those cool MAMA special light sticks they always give out at shows.
They give out in Asia.
Asia, yeah. So I don't know. We'll report back. Hopefully we can record because we're pretty close.
We're decent.
I mean, like,
view.
Decent, yeah.
And it's a smaller venue, like I think we mentioned before. It's, you know, the capacity is not big. It's at Dolby Theater, smack dab in Hollywood. Now let's move on. There are some tours going on. There's actually three tours and then one tour-ish.
Festival.
That, festival. Let's talk about it really quick. NCT 127, their fourth tour, Neo City. That's a cool name. Neo City. Maybe like Neo from The Matrix. The Momentum in North America. It'll be happening next year. Six cities here in America. I'm sure there's more. But, well, of course, us living in North America, we will cover North America. Sounds like Georgia. So Duluth, Georgia. Newark, New Jersey. AKA also, like, that's kind of like the New York location. Toronto, of course. So our fellow Canadians,
yes,
to the neighbors up north. Rosemont, Illinois, San Antonio, Texas, and of course, ending here in LA, mm-hmm, where we always get fed.
I'm surprised they're not going to like SF.
I'm not.
Okay, but never I'm not mind.
Like, it's only six cities, to be honest. And then, mm-hmm, like, I feel like these are all like the major cities.
That's true.
They're not even going like Atlanta or anything. Mm-hmm. Rosemont is technically like, I guess, their Chicago kind of stop ish because, you know, states. Let's see. One of the big surprising news to me. I got excited. One of our friends, he got too excited. If you could guess who that is,
Haley. Calvin.
yes. So, hi, Calvin. Baby family. Monster announced a tour out of nowhere. They just posted on their IG story before, like, they even make a post or something. It's pretty wild. So apparently, Baby Monster will be here in LA and also a stop in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The crazier part about this is apparently they're only having like one show per month during this weird tour. I don't know what the heck is going on. And they've only announced and released like three of the locations, two of which are here in the US. So a lot of global like monsties are super like, what the, like having, of course, hate and FOMO towards the US, understandably. But
aren't they like in Seoul already this year, like starting?
Yeah, that's exactly where they're going to start. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's kind of wild that we get two. So that's pretty insane. Kevin sounds like he wants to go to New Jersey already. And he's trying to convince me, just so you know, Haley. And
when is this?
It's, I know LA is in March.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when New Jersey is because I never even looked it up. But I know, well, that's my birthday month, right?
Yeah, you can pay for it.
Okay, of course. Stray Kids. Haley, time for your turn of sadness.
Oh, am I doing it now?
Oh, do you want?
Okay. Yeah, I'll just my go question, over the tour
so
dates.
Stray Kids actually is dropping. They dropped their Latin America and U.S. tour dates.
And
their
Europe. Venues
and Europe. And all the pre-sales and everything. They just threw everything at our faces.
You literally had like 3 to 4 days to prepare, process all of this
actually,
fucking
right.
information.
Processing within the first day.
Yeah. Because
everyone needs to process that. Then planning. Do you want to talk about all the tour dates and all that?
I'll do
your
the tour.
Feelings and stuff? Or do you want to wait for that till
I'll do the feelings kids? Later. But I'll go over like the tour dates that they dropped.
Okay.
So for LATAM, they're going to... I can't even read this one. The
can you,
is
can you zoom it? Why don't you zoom in?
Can you read it for me, please?
Yeah, of course. Well, just read the city. Santiago, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Lima, and Mexico City.
I don't know why their writing is in red. It's so hard for me to read. So I can see these ones.
Such a boomer.
Where's your glasses? I don't have my glasses on. So for North America, they're going...
Wait, it's the same font. You're saying you can't read it. Were you telling me because you couldn't enunciate and pronounce
them? I didn't want to butcher them, okay? But I also couldn't read it, too, because like... It's all squished
Santiago.
Together. Santiago. So for North America, it's Seattle, SF, LA, Arlington, Atlanta, Orlando, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and then they added a Toronto stop. So all you Canadians
so
are getting fed.
It ends in Toronto, too. That's pretty crazy.
And then they go on to Europe. So they're going Amsterdam, Frankfurt, London, Madrid and Paris. So they're ending their tour in Paris from what it seems, and it's going to be July 26th
in Paris. Wow.
So like their tour is still ongoing right now for Dominate. I think they're going to Manila next, like this weekend or something.
Which tour is this one?
Dominate.
Oh, this is also Dominate. Oh,
yeah,
duh.
So it's following on. But yeah, duh. So like of course the US gets a lot of different venues, and I think, should I talk about that now? I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. The venues and stuff like that they're
let's
going.
We'll hold out till the Stray Kids section for Haley to get emotionally unstable. let's see. The next one was very interesting. It dropped literally today as of like today's recording.
Mm-hmm.
Coachella.
Yes.
Drop their lineup and their fucking tickets. I'm going to cuss because their damn tickets is the same day as Stray Kids. So the preparation is even less. we have a couple days because it comes out this Friday. But the insane thing to me is Lisa, Jenny, XG, and Enhypen.
They're all on the list.
There you go, my fellow Blinks, our fellow alphas
and engines.
And they're like all in separate days.
Yeah.
So Coachella is a 3-day festival. Each one of them are like in separate days, and it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
And the crazy and cool part is a lot of the American artists that are there, including the headliners like Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone. I love all
That's
of them.
I mean, the lineup is amazing, honestly, but it's like, I don't like festivals. I don't Haley's care for been. Coachella.
I haven't been in 14 years.
Okay, but
I
here's think. The thing, though. It's in April. Would you rather go to Japan or Coachella?
Oh, shit. You're always telling me these things. But Jenny is there.
And
Lisa is there. And we could go to Japan in November.
Okay.
Or October.
We'll see. I'm not paying for this Coachella.
The only reason why I'm saying that is because I don't even know if I'll have enough PTO by then, Haley.
That's my current new job.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So there you go.
You can go to Coachella by yourself. I'm not interested.
You're going to go.
I'm not. I don't like festivals and all those. There's so much people there. I'm just not into that. Like, I wouldn't even go if Stray Kids went, to be honest.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
Yeah. So why would I go to this one?
For the experience. To go once. And that's it.
I'll stay in the Airbnb.
You can. But that's still going. As long as you go. So that's pretty much it for, see, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's pretty crazy. It's, like, funny because we always talk about, like, how there's off weeks and on weeks. Mm-hmm. This week is an on week for sure.
Too
for
much,
K-pop.
Honestly.
Let's talk about some comebacks, because comeback-wise, it's a little less. I feel like we've had a lot recently, but finally slowing down. But let's start with November 22, Rosé. She is – oh, actually, you know what? Oh, no, actually, we'll talk about it later. Rosé – she is going to be dropping Number One Girl. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm pretty sure it's going to be part of her December 6th album, you know, self-titled Rosie, mm-hmm. her first solo studio album. So that will be fun to watch. Also, I put a little fun fact here. So APT, APTU, of course, with Bruno Mars, has earned the title of college entrance exam banned songs.
Oh my God.
They are banned from entrance exams because of its addictive, repetitive lyrics and melody. And once you hear it in your head, and this or hear it in general, it gets stuck in your head and it just goes on repeat and it makes it hard to focus and study.
I believe
it. There you go. I believe it too.
Speaking of them, they're also going to be, they've confirmed to be performing for Mama Japan, Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Of course, Japan gets mm-hmm. fed everything, and we just have
JYP.
Yeah. Great. Lucky us. Let's see. November 25th, To Us, their first single, Last Bell.
I'm excited. I love their music. We get to see them at Mama as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There you go. Silver lining, I guess. Wavy, of course, you know, part of the NCT family, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Their music video and album release for their 6th mini album, Frequency. And then also on the same day, on November 25th, is ISNA. So that's by Wake One. That's the company. And Wake One is Mnet, basically.
Yeah, same as ZB1 and Kepler.
Exactly. So, I mean, I really haven't heard much of their stuff yet, or if they even... I know they dropped stuff, but I haven't mm-hmm. listened to it. So that'll be interesting. It's their first mini album. NA, like not applicable or not available, mm-hmm. whatever. November 17, their Japanese 4th single, Shohigen. Shohikigen.
Yes.
There you go. I was like, wait a second. That sounds wrong. Shohikigen. I think, what is that translation? Shohikigen. I think it's like the end date, from to end date, like almost like expiration date.
Oh, kind of thing. Interesting.
NCT Wish is going to have another Japanese release. So their music video / digital album / first album called Wishful. So there you go. Japan getting fed as always. Mm-hmm. Nonstop Japan.
Not
must
Japan.
Be nice. And we get JYP.
November 29th, Triple S is also Japan.
Oh, boy.
Debut single, Untitled.
Untitled, yes. So I think we'll stop. Actually, yeah, we'll stop it there because mm-hmm. we still have next week's episode, mm-hmm. which is also going to be like literally, I guess, dropping when Thanksgiving drops.
Yes.
But we'll say happy Thanksgiving to you all. Mm-hmm. next week
mm-hmm.
but if you don't listen to us till after Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So that's it's a major holiday here in the U.S. I love it because Black Friday is after. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving Thursday, and Black Friday is when a lot of stuff is on sale. It's all, and it's now like its own holiday where I actually have the day off too. So it's amazing. It's a 4-day weekend. Thank you, Thanksgiving and Black Friday, aka capitalism. So music videos. We did watch a few. I thought we didn't, but I guess we did.
Yes. We watched them all yesterday, I think, and then Nayeon's was today.
I mean, you can start us off then.
So next, JYP's newest boy group.
N-E-X-Z, right?
Yeah. Next. So they dropped their music video and album for Nalina.
It to sounds be honest, different from what they usually yeah. have been dropping.
To be honest, I'm not impressed.
Oh, unimpressed, Haley.
I'm sorry. Like, it's not my... If you guys know, you've been listening to us for a while. Like, you know my kind of sound for music. And this was not it. Like, compared to their first songs.
It's like when for 17 dropped the For You, La La Lee, right? You're like, what the hell is this? I saw Haley's face.
Oh,
La La Lee. La okay. La Lee.
There's like one song on this Nex's album, Eye to Eye, which is more like happy and upbeat. So that's my favorite song from there. But the rest, not saying that I don't care for it. It's just like not my thing. But it sounds kind of like 80s.
Oh, so there you go, 18-y, if you've never checked it out.
But a happier,
JYP's other group, baby
a happier
group.
Version of 80s? Like more oh, upbeat.
An upbeat, happy version.
I don't oh, know how
because
to explain
what's
it.
What's 80s? Horny version?
Yes.
Horny and
sexual.
Random. And random.
I'm
it's
about,
super random, I too.
Wait, that's the other one that we watched. We
yeah,
forgot.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, you could. We'll talk about it now. Transition right
yeah.
there.
So we also watched 80s. 80s' music video for
that was,
I Saw My Teeth.
That see? Random.
Yeah.
And then Son's topless, so horny. Like, literally, that this man is always topless everywhere. So
they look good. No denying that, but I don't know what they're singing about. It's very random. What? But yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, check it out because it's always fun to watch the
yeah,
music video of
it
anything.
Is.
It's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So Meow or Meow Vavava.
No, Meow.
Dropped their single Toxic, and
I like this song.
I was Haley. I looked at Haley. I was like, "Oh shit!"
Oh, it's good.
I'm surprised.
It sounds good.
I like how unique it sounds. Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't sound exactly like you know most of YG stuff, but at the same time, it does sound like YG. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like it's unique. Like they did a good job with this song because it's like the beat and rhythm and tune is like different from what you would maybe expected, but it works.
I
and
feel like it's really like showing off their vocals,
and it's like it's, unique too. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead. What
oh, no, because, like, the song itself is, like, it's a slower song.
Yeah.
But they're, like, really, really singing.
And it's not, like, a crazy,
powerfully?
Like, it's like,
I don't know.
So, no, to me, like, it wasn't powerful. Like, it was some power, but I feel like it's a technical song.
Mm.
Like, it seemed like they were more, like, technical in,
yeah.
in a way. And the interesting part was, like, it was all in English.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was interesting. So, check it out. Toxic by Meow. Fellow YG stans out there, if you haven't checked it out yet. Let's go to SM's world. Taeyeon, SM's queen, basically.
Letter to myself.
That was
it. Oh, yeah, okay, the music video is also very strange.
I mean, it was interesting, too, because, like,
the song was good.
She was the only one Korean.
Yeah.
She's just hanging out with a bunch of her, like, looks like American or European or Western. Non-Asian friends. And a pedo bear.
Yeah.
It looked like pedo bear, but no, they're all, everyone was legal, but it was like a bear suit. It was really interesting.
Very interesting. The song is good.
And let's see.
Eyelet.
Tic Tac. Tic Tac.
That song is also always stuck in my head.
It's as bad as APT for me. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see them tomorrow. So I hope they perform it. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I feel like they might perform some of their other stuff, especially because it's like their first time performing in the U.S.
Maybe Cherish?
Cherish, probably.
Magnetic?
Hopefully. Yep. We'll see what happens with that. But overall, it was interesting because I wonder if it's like a continuation of like some of their music videos where like Mocha is like liking this one guy
mm-hmm.
and like there's no teeth this time. They're just playing tennis.
Yes.
And it's yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I got to say, though, for me, like it seems like recently, like because I Mocha is my bias, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what's been growing on not just me, a lot of our friends, a.k.a. the guys.
I wonder why.
Minju. I wonder why. It's because she looks a lot better how she styled now.
Because they're styling her way better than the beginning.
Yeah, so good thing she's getting some justice for Minju. She's good too because she's also, I haven't watched that episode yet, but I remember she's taking over for Yunche too.
Oh, that's right.
As a host. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, we have our girl Nayeon, of course, one of the JYP queens. She did release and drop her Moana 2 song for the OST, for the original soundtrack.
Beyond. And it sounds very Disney and Moana. I love it. I love Moana. I can't wait to watch that movie.
That's it. That's all. That's all you have to say. Mm-hmm. So perfect.
Moana 2.
Moana 2, of course. Mm-hmm. And with that said, time to take a bathroom break or maybe a water hydration break or something. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can do that on pretty much all or whatever podcast streaming platform you are tuning in, because that always helps. Don't forget to also listen to what Haley's about to say, and she will also make sure to remember to remind you about the holiday giveaway.
Oh, okay. He's dropping it on me. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please message us there. If you want to enter our Christmas giveaway for...
I say holiday just because doing it in November. Sorry. But we won't be pulling...
Holiday giveaway.
You guys have a long time. You have like over a month. Or actually maybe a month. Okay. About a month. Okay.
Enter our Holloway. Our holiday giveaway for Baby Monster's album Drip. And if you want to enter, please message us with your list of groups that you want to see in 2025 in concert, if possible. Like, even if you don't think they're going to tour, like, who would you want?
New Jeans.
Who would you want to see? And also tell us who your ultimate bias is from any group, any K-pop group.
Yes.
And you will win a photo card of that ultimate bias.
Yes, Haley will get you a pre-order bonus special.
Oh, I will. Okay.
And, I was going to say, there's one more thing I forgot. Oh, and I was going to say, just to remind you, the Drip album is the Ziploc one. Mm-hmm. And that comes with a full set of Baby Monster. And they look fantastic. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to sign up for that and just hit us up.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let us move on because we have a lot of stuff here.
It's too much.
So that new award show called KGMA, the Korean Grand Music Awards. It's crazy because Haley's like, what is that? I'm like, you know what? That's a good question. I don't think I've heard of that either.
I've never heard of this music show
before. And it's like, I Googled up really quick and it's like, it said something about like, oh, Korea's annual blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, am I going crazy?
Not like, heard annual. Of this.
And Haley was right. I looked it up. Like, I had to actually do more, like, deep research and found out, yeah, I guess it's annual starting this year because literally 2024
year.
Is the inaugural year. It's funny because we were teasing it because, like, some of the performances in the stage and everything look like, I guess, like, it's not...
Low budget.
It's not the same level as, like, Mama and all that other Melon. Stuff for sure. Mm-hmm. Melon, I mean, like, and all that. So, yeah. But the thing is, they had New Jeans and they had a lot of artists. There's so many.
Yeah, ZB1 was there also.
Basically, everyone won something. Mm-hmm. It's one of those award shows, right?
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner except New Jeans. And when you're declared the grand artist, so they walked away with like the super like big mm-hmm. award. And also, like, you know, there was a speech that's gone viral.
Yes.
To all our fellow bunnies mm-hmm. and actually just K-pop stans, everyone kind of knows the business now right. with what's going
everyone
on
knows.
With HYBE, even more so. So, Hani, during one of the speeches, did mention, quote-unquote, Honestly, we don't know how long we'll be New Jeans anymore. But the bond between the five of us and Bunnies is unbreakable. So let's stick together until the very end. Then Daniel added, even if we're not New Jeans anymore, New Jeans will never die. She did not say it this way, but...
and yeah, basically, so like a lot of the artists that were there, the camera would pan to them, and then I think Stacy was crying. Like,
yeah, Yoon was crying.
Taemin was also like getting
clapping. Yeah, like,
who else was it? I think ZB1 was there also, like clapping and
G-Idol. Soyeon was crying too. Yeah. Like, it's interesting seeing Soyeon because she's like, you know, like more of the tough, even though she's like super cute and baby, like as a leader. So that's interesting too. I feel like they probably resonate with it more because of all the craziness going on between, you know, like her and Suha are like. I feel like they're counting down to leave Cube.
Right.
Feel like get me the fuck out of here. So it's just interesting, you know, like I feel like a lot of the artists, they do support New Jeans and, you know, as fellow artists, because I'm like, I was talking to Haley because it's like interesting because New Jeans is leaving because they're going to most likely follow Minhyejin, which we'll talk about later. I'll just give you a spoiler to make it make more sense why they probably announced this. Is because Minhyejin has officially announced that she is
resigning
from Adore, from HYBE, from everything. Just breaking and burning all the bridges for sure. And it's interesting because Minhyejin was the one we talked about in a previous episode. Don't even ask me which episode, but if you have been listening to us, we covered Minhyejin's kind of past history when she used to produce for SM, like back when, like, you know, SHINee debuted and everything. And it's crazy because Minhyejin like made Taemin feel uncomfortable.
Like, when she made him like pose like half like topless, I guess.
And he was like underage. Super underage. And he was like not comfortable. And it's crazy because like Taemin is now here and he was like sitting next to like New Jeans, which is blows my mind. And, you know, he's like bowing and really respectful and like it's just crazy to think like the connections between that, like, but it's like Haley was like emphasizing to me, like, you know, he's probably he's supporting the artists, the
idols. About New Jeans, not
he doesn't give a shit about Minhyejin because of the shit he's been through with her probably. So it's just, it sucks though, like the domino effect is it's been knocked, it's starting already.
It's like we always try to think positive and like try to, you know, manifest something good for New Jeans, like this wouldn't happen, but I guess you know it's happening.
When they said the speech and then when we saw that follow-up resignation that was announced by Minhyejin, I literally just sent it everywhere in every group chat. We are screwed. Scott from The Office gif, we are screwed. It's basically a countdown now. It sucks. I don't know what the hell they're gonna be called. I have my own thoughts on that, like for New Jeans. I told Haley, I'm like, since I already thought of it, I'm just going to throw it out into the world already. I was like, what if they rename whatever, wherever they land and end up as, they also are called New Jeans, but it's spelled NU because like new, it's like beta alpha, like kind of like new, like, NU, and then Jeans spelled G-E-N-E-S, like genetics. Yeah. Like genes, gene therapy, like genetic testing, genes.
I told him.
New genes. Get it? That's genius.
It is. But then I told him, I was like, I think N genes will get.
Nah.
No, you don't know.
Nah.
The freaking K-pop fandoms are crazy.
No, of course. I already know they're crazy, but I don't give a shit anymore. So, yeah.
They should just be called like bun buns or something.
Oh, I love bun buns. I want to see bun buns in concert. New buns.
New buns. New bunnies.
So let's see. We'll see what the future holds. I can't wait till the episode where we talk about this because I'll try to remember this episode and refer back to this one. Be like, when the end was near, like hopefully, we knew the end was coming.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's move on. I guess, like, you know what, really quick, like, since we brought up the Minhyejin thing, let's just talk about it really quick. I don't even know where I put it.
It's after Le Sserafim.
There you go. So yeah, it's crazy because like, so if I'm trying to gather my thoughts and think of a way to put this in order. So Minhyejin ended up officially sending in her resignation for Adore, you know, and trying to and leaving the board of directors and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And she's going to start another legal case against HYBE regarding her shares because I'm sure she is a huge stakeholder. Yeah. For the company in terms of especially through Adore. And when she's leaving, obviously she wants to, like, you know, get all her money. And it makes sense. Like,
right. That's hers.
That's hers. Right. Like, she should be paid out whatever the current market price is or whatever is going on. But of course, Hybe is. See, the thing is, like, we don't like Min-hee-jin as a person. OK, let's get this straight. We've talked about this. I've talked about it. I don't like her as a person because she's like kind of weird, creepy, and like has like is her thought process is like makes no sense. It's right. like kind of I don't like it a lot. But she's a good producer. Like, she obviously produces really good music. And, you know, she might not, you know, she might have got a little dicked over from Hybe, to be honest. It's like it's not just Min-hee-jin. It's also Hybe. There is something is going on, like, in general. And, like, of course, Hybe has been effing up a lot, too, like, especially with the treatment towards, like, the NewJeans members. It's like, don't tell the new Adore CEO to, like, ignore them or, like, other groups in Hybe to, like, you know, like, not get associated with them right now during these times. It's like, that's horrible.
Right.
So it's like, it reminds me of, like, how SM handled freaking the whole Rise situation. It's like, except this is an internal conflict kind of thing.
Oh,
right?
My God. You bringing up Rise just reminded me something. I have to say something about them after.
Okay. So, I mean, with that said, it's just like Hybe is not handling this all well either. So it sucks. It's like both sides are like ruining everything, and the kids are now involved.
Right.
And now we are screwed again.
It's like the parents are going through a divorce.
And you know what's the crazy, shitty, like, part? Like, I don't know, like, if the girls will have to pay. Like, I don't know how they can afford this. So the thing is, they have to, they're going to end and terminate, if they terminate and end their contract early, they will have to pay a lot of legal fees.
It's
like, it's a penalty fee for breaking a legal documented contract. So it's also based on how much and how well, like, the company has been making. Adore, you know, has been making a lot of money. Let's just say it like that, right? And, like, just from, like, the first.
Because,
like,
of NewJeans,
of course,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's all just NewJeans, to be honest, too. They've been making so much money, like, 190 billion Korean won or $125 million just over the course of, like, just only within the first 2 years. You know, it doesn't even include some of the more recent stuff, everything going on. And it's like all the revenue is solely based on NewJeans for Adore. So it's like if Hybe keeps Adore, it's like, whereas like Adore kind of has nothing. But I guess they might have something because based on the Fair Trade Commission standard exclusive contract guidelines, the penalty fee for NewJeans for leaving is 300 billion won. AKA insane. $214 million.
That's crazy.
I hope they've been saving their money. like, there's no way.
What are they actually going to do? Are they going to just stay in Hybe until their contract ends and be shelved?
Yeah.
Like,
but it's like,
put
what?
In the basement or like,
what?
Because
how
can you pay that much? That's a lot of money.
This is the reason why it's like, it's hard for me to imagine them leaving is because of the financial situation.
Yeah.
Like, throw emotions and all that shit to the side. Like, in terms of real world and real life stuff, there's legal contracts and, like, penalties and all this binding and everything. Yeah. So, oh,
$214 million.
If we won the lotto, I would buy out NewJeans.
Right.
Okay?
Where's the billionaires at? Go buy NewJeans and save them.
Jeez, Louise. You'll make your money for sure, too. You'll get your money back. So that's what's going on. And let's talk about more fun, happy stuff in the world of Hybe. Let's start with Le Sserafim and move on to Boy Next Door, because you actually have Boy
I
Next
do.
Door. So Le Sserafim, they were in England. If my fellow Fear Nots, the Fimmies were in England because they were also posting stuff a lot, like going around England, like on their personal IGs and everything. I think they were there specifically mostly for the MTV Europe Music Awards, right? Where they performed, they did a lot of interviews, they got a lot of good stuff, and like they won an award. I forgot what it's called. So, but the more important thing for me was they met Jolly.
Jolly. The Korean Englishman.
Exactly. So, Jolly, if you're not too familiar with them, they have been around on YouTube for a long time.
Right. I think like 8 years.
They've been for a while. Like, even before I got into K-pop, like, I kind of knew of them. The thing is, like, Jolly is really cool because they started out with very humble beginnings.
They did.
It's two white dudes. Two British guys.
Yes. Ollie and Josh.
Hence the name Jolly. And then Ollie. Josh, like this, I'm just going to tell you the humble beginnings because it's very interesting and cute in a way. Josh knows fluent Korean because his wife right now, and she is South Korean. She was like, I think born or came from, I'm trying to remember.
Argentina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's full, like, she's Korean. So he knows, he speaks fluent Korean.
Was he also a teacher? I could be wrong.
And I think he
wrong.
Might have been a teacher. Mm-hmm. Possibly. I'm not too sure either. I don't remember.
In Korea.
But he was a teacher for Ollie. Mm-hmm. So their YouTube thing was basically them, just them two, like, yep. in some random,
like
part of
attic
their house or attic.
Something.
And Josh is just teaching Ollie Korean.
Yeah.
And then literally he has a Korean,
test him.
He has a Korean workbook, and you're just kind of watching a British guy that knows Korean teach a British guy that doesn't know Korean.
Right.
But Ollie's really funny too.
Yes, like, he's so funny.
He has that British witty humor.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is like going bad. You can probably hear it as a good. Yeah, so he has that funny, dry British humor
yeah.
and like
he's
dad
very
jokes.
Witty.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He's fucking, mm-hmm. he's a genius, to be honest, for me. And like, it's just a really amazing like duo.
Right.
And it's crazy to see how far they've come. Like, from literally Josh teaching Ollie
Korean,
and now them having food and eating with
freaking
Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
Even before that, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and, like, all these other big artists.
Right,
and
they've also had,
stars.
Like, an episode with Eric Nam.
And Eric, mm-hmm. it's just, like, it's crazy. It's good for them. I'm so happy and excited for them.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So if you never
they're
check
really
them out.
They're really cute and entertaining.
Their YouTube channel is called Jolly, all caps. And, yeah, they were able to meet Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that really quick. So they also have, that was their original channel. Now they have, like, you know, like, kind of, like, side quests kind of thing, different channels and different shows. This one is what is it called again? It's like one where they eat
cheeky takeout.
Uh-huh. So they take out food and they share it with whoever
mm-hmm.
their guest is.
So, yeah.
Their guests today were two members from Le Sserafim. It was Kazuha, and then next to Kazuha was Yunjin. And the cool thing about it was, you know, it was actually filmed, I guess, in Le Sserafim's,
right.
like, wherever they're staying, like, their hotel
mm-hmm.
room or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was kind of cool. So, they're all sitting together, Jolly, and then Kazuha and Yunjin.
What, just stop you there. What also is really cool is because Yunjin also watched Jolly since she was in elementary school. So, she's a fan of them. And she said that to them as well.
And it was crazy. When she said elementary school, Ollie really was
he's
on
like,
it.
Oh, my God.
He's
I feel
like,
ancient.
I'm feel old.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, because, like, man, because mm-hmm. I think they're, like, my age,
right? They are, like, in their mid-30s.
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy. I think Josh is, like, the same year as me or something.
He is. Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to see. It was funny to see. But, I mean, we'll get to that, too. They eat fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
They wanted to bring Le Sserafim, like,
the most British
foods they could find. And, damn. So, I mean, I guess I'm not just being, like, I was thinking fish and chips too, so that's not being racist, I guess,
because
the two British guys thought the same thing,
right? So, and we eat that in Australia a lot too. I was telling Joko, I was like, I used to eat that a lot as a kid because I did eat fish when I was a kid, and we always had fish and chips and vinegar.
Yeah, so
we even have a song about it.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fish and chips, like, it was pretty funny just like having them like share the food, and then man, they loved it.
They did.
Even Kazuha said it. Like, it was, like, really, really good. Like, she was, like, surprised.
Because
mm-hmm. Kazuha's number one food, apparently, is Chipotle. So, yeah. Yunjin said it was, like, her top three things that they've eaten, like, recent, mm-hmm. like, in a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it looked good. I'm a fan of fish and chips, too. That, like, that fish looked
mm-hmm.
freaking bomb. And the so, they had some fish and chips with like curry, and they showered a lot of salt
and
vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's like dark vinegar, so like malt vinegar,
yes,
I think,
malt.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that looked delicious. I remember I was getting hungry watching it,
mm-hmm.
but they liked it. So they're gonna like start giving them other different foods besides this. But between that, they asked them a few questions, and Ollie, this mofo.
I was laughing so
hard. He's so fucking funny, and I hate him at the same time. He was doing puns the whole time of Le Sserafim's songs.
Right, like, their title songs.
He just, like, would say, like, somehow slide in, like, something, like, with crazy.
Yeah, he's
and,
like, I'm fearless.
Or, like, all this, you need to watch it yourself.
Like, easy. This is so, like, you just say the titles of their songs, basically. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, me.
It's freaking, he's a genius.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's stupid and he's a genius. So check that out. Cause like all the puns he said was so funny. I was like laughing the whole time. And, there was another part where, like, it was fucking funny. It was so random. So Ollie had this thing, like, he has a lot of random stuff that he just thinks of his own. One of the things he did was, like, he told the two members, like, he was like, oh, I had to look up what what seraphim is. And then he found out, like, it's a type of angel, right? Like, an angel. But it's like, I knew it was an angel, but I never looked at pictures. And then he brought pictures of what a seraphim is. It looks like some freaking, like, octopus, like...
Like, with an eye?
Octopus, like...
With wings.
Angel, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, it looks like an octopus angel with wings, kind of like thing. That's the tentacles are the wings. But the funny part is, that's what it looks like in, I guess, the more modern take. But the old... ancient, like, text and medieval takes was funny because, like, it was like looks like an old white guy as the face and it has just the octopus wings, but then they all look like Ollie said that himself. I was cracking
he's
up,
like, he's like, why does these seraphims look like me? Like, like, all
old
like
white
me?
British men, basically, is what you'll say.
And it was true, they did look like
I was
him.
Cracking up, and it's funny and it's awesome to see Yunjin laughing because, like, obviously she's like the English, like, native English speaker, so she gets all the witty jokes,
right,
like, easily, like, and she's just cracking up because of all these statements. And Kazuha is, like, there, but Kazuha, like, spoke some good English, so
she
props to her. She was like, she's been practicing, but obviously the crazy stuff when it, like, goes over her head, like,
she's
the
just,
stupid,
like,
dumb witty jokes that Ollie throws at them. And the next thing they ate was, like, some type of, like, it's called shrimp scampi nuggets or something. It was crazy because the crazier part was Kazuha said she liked this even more than Chipotle.
Wow.
And, like, it blew everyone's mind. Yunjin, like, her mind got blown when she said that. And all of this, let me tell you, this is all just within a span of, like, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a 19-minute episode. It's so much was going on. The third thing that they had them try was pickled eggs. That was their, like, the crazy one.
Right.
And during this time, something unexpected happened, Haley.
Yeah. They weren't expecting it at
none
all.
Of them. Like, Yunjin and Kazuha didn't expect it. Obviously, Jolly didn't expect it. The three other members returned to the hotel room.
Their hotel room.
And it was midway through, like, you know, everything going on. And then they're just, like, wilded out. And that's why, like, it makes more sense. Because I remember seeing reels before we watched it. Mm-hmm. I was like, why are the other three members, like, just standing up on the side of the table?
Yeah.
It's so awkward. But it's literally because they walked in. And it's, you know what the cool part was? Because they were explaining, like, Yunjin and Kazu were explaining to them, like, what they're doing and what's going on. Like, what they've been doing and what they've been up to, right, to the other three members. The cool part was Josh came in and then started help explaining stuff in Korean because he could.
He
didn't speak
Korean.
And I'm like, you know, you forget. And because he didn't speak any Korean in the whole episode till then.
Yeah.
And, like, you won't know, or you probably wouldn't have realized it till that part where, like, oh, shit, he's speaking Korean. So, yeah, he knows, like, because, I mean, his wife is Korean. Like, he, you know, so it was cool to find. I was like, oh, thank God he spoke some Korean.
Right.
I was hoping Ollie would throw some Korean in, but he didn't. But then Ollie knows a good amount of Korean after the eight years of training.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This guy knows a really good amount of Korean, like, for reals. But it was cool. And then, like, it was funny that they were sniffing the eggs.
Yeah, because,
like,
it's probably going to smell strong.
But
pickle
then they didn't react to it, though. It's like vinegared eggs. But then they didn't get, like, that weird, like, ooh. Like, the only one that seemed like they acted, like, naturally was Yunche.
Yeah.
Because, like, Sakura and, like, Chaewon sniffed it. They're like, oh. Like, they didn't make any gag or weird faces. They're like, oh, okay,
they're
interesting.
They're really, like, used to it. They eat, like, pickled kimchi and stuff
oh,
like
you're right.
That.
I mean,
so, like,
but
that
it doesn't.
Is...
But does it smell like strong vinegar? Like,
I don't know. I think they like vinegar.
When Yunjin ate it, her face was like, "What the fuck is it?" Like, the vinegar taste was so strong. Also, Kazuha wanted to take home a bottle of the malt vinegar too. So, I mean, overall, it was really cool. At the end, it was cute because they, like, Jolly got two of them gifts. Like, they're like, oh, we didn't know the other three were gonna be here, but we got you two bags of like gifts with different,
like,
teas, British teas, and chocolates and stuff. But they're like, oh, just share it with them. And it's cute because Kazuha and Yunjin also had two gifts and handed them to Jolly. And it was their FIMS Club.
Yeah.
And, like, some Le Seraphim merchandise and FIMS Club, which is, like, their kind of like their BT21 for Le Seraphim. So it was really cute. Great episode. If you haven't checked it out, please watch it.
Right.
Even if you're not, like,
it's very entertaining.
Like, not even, like, just watch it as a K-pop fan, please. I ask of you. And moving on to FIMS Club, one of our listeners, shout out to them, like, told us actually that for FIMS Club, the Seraphim did film and record, like, them making it. Almost like, you know how BT21 did theirs, right?
Yeah, BTS.
BTS did theirs for BT21. Yeah. You're right. And I didn't even realize this because I think it was part of Lennyverse, but then mm-hmm. I stopped watching Lennyverse after a certain amount, and like I'm just like here and there with it. So I wasn't consistent with it. So the interesting part was this was all done a year ago because mm-hmm. the recording of the video was like over a year old. Yeah. And the FIMS Club, like their
characters just came out recently.
Like only like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Or like a month ago.
Or less than a mm-hmm. month for sure. And so that's why I was like, oh man. So they like took a while before they actually like, you know, got ready and like released it.
Manufactured them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it makes more sense though because it was just cool. Like overall, like they really had the members design them.
Yeah, it did. And then it was with like a famous emoticon creator,
he makes the gifs and emotes for like probably like you'll see his stuff online
on Instagram. What's his name? Too.
Dong Dong Ding Dong. I'm not trying to be racist, but I thought it sounded like Ding Dong or Dang Dang.
But yeah, just check it out.
So that was pretty cool because like they actually the members designed them the characters themselves, and it's exactly how for the most look. Part like mm-hmm. the same exact characters. They didn't
like they just tweaked a little bit, mostly off Eunche's.
Eunche's, they just gave her a little chick Hong Pee Pee the two buns,
yeah.
And they changed like they fixed all their names, so it's not the same names they originally named them to. But
yeah,
yeah, like everything was pretty much the same because mm-hmm. Eunche's like original like art was basically Hong Pee Pee without the two buns,
right?
Then like Kazuha's looks exactly like her like dog one already, and like. They got the cheetah, which we thought was a tiger for Chaewon.
Right.
Then they got the, like, I guess apparently Yunjin's was supposed to be a slime. Then she mm-hmm. made it into a ghost. Mm-hmm. And then Sakura already, you know.
The gamer cat already.
Like, she made it there. And then, you know, the artist that was helping them even gave the ideas for the Sakura cheeks.
Right, yeah.
Because her name's Sakura. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like the Sakura is cherry blossoms mm-hmm. in Japanese. So that's, it's cool. It was nice to see that. It actually, like, they actually use their ideas.
It's funny, though, because Eunche's original design, she wanted it to be a human.
A person. Thank God she didn't
thank
go
God
with
that. She changed it and made it to Hong Pee Pee. So cute.
She's like, should I make a chick? Like, this is, like, halfway through everything. She's mm-hmm. like, I'm just going to make a chick.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like it. I'm going to make a chick.
So it worked out. Like, all of them look, you know, like, it's basically the basis of all their FIMS Club characters is made by them. It's
and the process is really cool because like the artist helps them like brainstorm and does like those mind maps kind of
thing. It's so cool. Yeah, you're
like, they did like you have to do your MBTI, like what kind of personality do you have, like what kind of hobbies do you like, and they put all of that together to make the character.
And it that kind of shows and like it like makes it so that it's those characters mm-hmm. are like personal, yeah, personalized and like epitomizes them in like cute character
right
form.
And I feel like that's the same thing that happened with when BT21 was made, so those characters really match them except for Shuki.
Always gonna bring
which
that up
should have been a cat anyway.
Damn it, Suga. Okay, so yeah, I mean, check that out too if you're a fellow Fear Not. So thank you to our listener for telling us about that. And let's see, last but not least, our other high younger artist, Boy Next Door.
Yeah.
Haley.
Huh. So I have been keeping up with like all their shows and stuff, but this one came of interest to me because I love it when they do kind of like game competitions for their episodes. This is called What Door, and it's basically like Stray Kids Codes, Run BTS.
Right.
It's called What Door for Boy Next Door. And this episode was basically an athletic championship between the members. And to decide their leaders for each team, because they'll be split into three and three because there are six of them, they had to do limbo to decide the leaders. And what really surprised me is that Jaehyun is really good.
Dude, that man can limbo.
I don't know. Like, that his man, bones are not bones. They're like jelly.
Is it called limbo because you got to be like limber? Because this man turned into like literally jello, his upper body.
I don't know
how to describe it because they did like a side angle because I watched this episode with Haley because I like watching this kind of stuff. It's pretty funny.
It's entertaining,
And yeah, it blew my mind. It's like all of a sudden, like when he's going underneath, it's like he shuts off all his bones.
Like his spine is just like jelly. I don't know. It was like kind of crazy. And even the members were like, what the fuck?
That's a natural... Like, you can't practice that.
I don't know.
It's like, that's,
he's
I don't even know if that's talent
flexible.
Or like worrying.
Check your spine, Jaehyun.
Holy crap.
So Jaehyun was one of the leaders, and their team was called Team Abracadabra Alakazam, like author of the Pokemon. And the other leader was actually Lee Han, and theirs was called Woon Taji and Boys, which is like a play on So Taji and Boys, which is a very, very old group. And it actually had the president of YG as a member in it. So he was in it when he was young.
I can't believe he used that. Oh my God.
Because Una is like obsessed with one of the songs, I guess. So one of the first games that they did was called Bizarre Badminton, which was really
bizarre. It was perfectly named because go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, you can go.
I was just going to basically describe what it is. Should yeah, I? Go, is yeah. that what you're going to
mm-hmm.
do?
Yes.
So basically, each member gets a very interestingly like designed or like
it's like a weird edited racket.
Yeah, so badminton is like a, you know, like the you have the bird and then you have like a regular like kind of like a smaller tennis racket kind yes. of thing, right? Mm-hmm. But they modified and like had very interesting various versions of this. Mm-hmm. One to note was one that was like a peacock.
Yeah.
They
it was
literally
called the peacock.
They strapped racket. Together like
17.
Freaking is it 17? Mm-hmm. 17 rackets into one.
And it was like a peacock's tail.
It looks like a peacock's tail. It was freaking amazing. Whoever thought of that, genius. The other one that is of note is the giant badminton thing. Whatever
badminton
it's called.
Racket.
Right.
But it was just like a huge racket, basically.
Like but it was like weird. It was like soft foam, but like it was just a huge net.
Right. It kind of looked like a trampoline.
One
like,
had holes for some reason. That's horrible. And yeah. another one was like a wooden freaking paddle. Wooden paddle. Like for like what like they use for rice. I don't even know. And then, yeah.
That's, it was like a very interesting
game. Then they play
game.
A freaking badminton match with those said rackets. It's just so interesting.
It's really funny. Please watch
it. I've never seen this before in my life. I've never seen or heard of this idea. And it's genius. I like
wonder
it.
If they watch Blue Box. I hope
Ooh,
so.
Ooh, good anime. Yeah. You want to move on to what they did after that?
Yeah, so after that, the second game was called Air Bounce, and basically it is an inflatable obstacle course.
Oh, man, those things are cool.
And
those
it's
are awesome.
Really crazy. I don't want to, like, spoil it if you guys want to watch it, like, who wins, but I was very thoroughly impressed by Song Ho because, like, he fucking killed that obstacle course. But
and he was
he?
First, too.
And he was first.
So, like, the other members had time to, like, look and get an idea and, like, strategize. So.
But he fucking flew through that thing.
He just did it. He was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. That was cool. I've always wanted to do one of those. But I feel like at my age, I'm going to break something or dislocate something.
You have to be very, very careful.
Also,
because, like, basically, you're because it's like an inflatable bounce house. Basically,
thing
you're
is,
bouncing.
All of these members, and they're young as fuck, and they have shit, like, crazy stamina because they are
dancing.
Idols and they dance.
Yeah, they got
they're
tired.
Freaking exhausted at the end. So
yeah.
I wonder how far I would even make it. Will I make it alive?
I don't know. Like, part of me wanted to try it out.
But it looks
fun
as fuck. It looks super fun. It's like literally a bounce castle, bounce, like, moon bounce house, but, like, it made
it's
into an
huge.
Obstacle course. It's freaking cool.
So go watch it, and you can see who won because, like, the difference between first and second place was only 0.32 seconds. So if you want to find out who it was,
this
go
is a lot of fun
it.
Too. Just
mm-hmm.
check that out,
and
especially
then,
check out the badminton.
Right. And the last game was a team air bounce match. So they did like a relay with each of the teams. So go check that out. Before we move on to like BTS and Stray Kids, I wanted to mention RISE real quickly because Sunghan.
How did we forget?
The member that was ashamed from SM, basically, and, like, they didn't put him back into RISE after all that fucking bullying.
We never
bullying.
Talked about it again, but we should have.
No.
Holy shit.
Because, no, this only happened recently.
Okay.
It was
but...
just announced that Sunghan will be back in SM Entertainment as a solo artist for 2025.
How does this make any sense?
Like, we wanted him and we were doing the boycott for RISE so that they could put Sunghan back in RISE so they could be seven. But now SM just decided to make him a solo artist.
The fact that even SM brought him back when they're the ones that
fucking
kind of
didn't
removed
protect
him.
I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
What's happening.
But now he has opened his own personal Instagram under SM.
Oh my God.
And like he is set to debut as a solo artist in 2025. I'm really confused.
But you, the comments were open, right?
It's open. And people are like, no, like this is like, I'm happy for Seung-han, but like, this is not what we want. We want him back in RISE.
That's so weird.
I don't get it. Like, I don't know how RISE feels. I don't know how he actually feels or like anything. Like, I hope eventually they come out and be like open about it. But that's so weird to me.
Talk about stupid. That is stupid. Like, freaking SM. Like, what is...
Like, he was being attacked.
We're going to let you go and we're not going to protect you.
But you can be a solo artist.
We'll re-sign you as a solo artist.
I don't fucking
under
know.
Our label.
I don't know. It's kind of weird to me, but...
It, kind of. It's not kind of. It's just weird.
It's very bizarre. More bizarre than the badminton.
How bizarre. Da-na-na, da-na-na. How bizarre. Oh, let's see.
Anyway, I have like some... Oh, wait. Your break thing.
What do you mean your break thing? Yeah, you're too excited to keep talking, Haley. Wow, I'm surprised. We're all surprised that you want to keep talking. It's a break time. This is where the break goes. Because you should always stay hydrated, take your bathroom break, and follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't already for the Permission to Stand podcast wherever you're tuning in. And Haley, tell them where they could check us out.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and you can send your DMs there. So moving on to BTS.
Wait, you have to give it some leeway and you didn't even remind the people of the giveaway. What's wrong with you?
I thought I was going to do that at the end.
No, you can say it right now.
I'm out of breath already. You can do it. Go.
Sign up and don't forget to hit us up on Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram for our giveaway, because we're going to do a holiday giveaway for Drip by Baby Monster, their most recent album that just dropped. It's going to be the Ziploc version, which actually includes all 7 members as photo cards. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to also sign message us on Instagram, because you just let us know which group you are looking forward to, like you could say multiple groups, mm-hmm. to seeing and hopefully touring next year, 2025. Also give us your ultimate bias, because we will get you a pre-order bonus special photo card of whoever your alt bias is. There you go. Happy holidays. Haley, before you get started, I'm letting you know now, because uh-huh. I leave some like a few second gaps.
Okay.
Because you didn't even give yourself time to breathe. You like said this sentence and you went straight to another sentence.
Okay.
But this is... Like, here's the example. Like this. And there's the ad. There you go, Haley.
Okay. So, moving on to BTS. So, this is all about Jin, as per usual, because he's very active. So, he was recently, like, tonight, off this recording, he was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. And I always love watching Jimmy Fallon have K-pop guests, because he's so genuine and happy with them, and I feel like he's not fake at all. I'm not throwing shade at anyone else, but I just really like how Jimmy Fallon is with the idols.
Super genuine, for mm-hmm. real.
So Jimmy Fallon pulled out a photo of Jin when he was discharged from the military, and it was like that one that we've all seen where Jin is being surrounded by the members and Namjoon is playing the saxophone.
I'm gonna dress up as saxophone RM in a future concert,
okay,
for sure.
Yes. Jin was like, to be honest, I didn't even know Namjoon was there. He's like, sorry, Namjoon, because like it was so chaotic and hectic. Like there was just so many things going on at that moment that he didn't even know that Namjoon was playing a saxophone until he had like properly
looked.
It's
so hard to believe. That's all I heard in that damn fucking video.
It was so funny. But then he was like, I didn't even know RM was there. And then Jimmy Fallon was just like cracking up. Jimmy Fallon also asked, how did Jin come up with the name Worldwide Handsome? And of course, Jin said, I came up with it myself because I'm very handsome.
Jimmy Fallon, what did you expect?
So straightforward and honest, honestly. And then they were speaking about Jin's Super Tuner version 2, and Jin said, I really love fishing, but I've never caught a tuna before. So that's like the whole concept of the song and why he wrote it, because he wants to catch a tuna.
And what the only way to catch a tuna for Jin is by proposing to one.
Yes, exactly.
Apparently.
And then also he did Jimmy Fallon asked him if he could teach him some of the moves from Super Tuner. So like he danced Super Tuner with Jin, which was really cute. And I feel like he was embarrassed. And like after he did the chorus, he just like went back to his desk.
It's good because Now I know the choreo for Super Tona.
Jin pretty taught good. It really well. Jin also said that making the album Happy was a very personal experience for him, and like, because like, compared to when he works with BTS on their albums, like, there's so many different opinions from all the members what goes into an album, but because like, this was his own solo album, it was just all his opinions and all what he wanted. And like, I feel like the album itself was very rock-ish, I guess you would say, like the genre, like punk rock, not punk rock, what would you call it?
I think it's
alternative.
It's
rock?
A little alternative, yeah. Rocky, yeah, not punk rock.
Yeah, alternative rock. And then he did mention that Coldplay is his favorite artist. Of course.
So I knew he was going to say that. I'm like, oh my god.
And then they talked about him getting Chris Martin's guitar. Like, we all know that kind of thing. And
that was Jimmy Fallon, that was funny though. That part was funny.
Jimmy Fallon was like, "How come I don't get a guitar from Chris Martin? I've known him longer than you."
Like, yeah, what the heck? And then the thing is, he's like, "Okay, RM, I want your saxophone."
And Jin was like, "I can talk to Namjoon when he comes back to Korea, like when he gets out of the military, basically." Yeah, so that's it for BTS. Moving on to Stray Kids.
Moving on to Hailey's emotional frustration roller coaster.
I'm going to try and keep this quick because I don't want
to... have to be super... Go ahead, be honest. Be genuine like Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. So basically... Stray Kids dropped their tour.
Hailey was still sleeping when it happened.
I was still sleeping because I... and then, a night owl.
You know I posted...
Yeah,
on Instagram?
I saw it because people were messaging us on our Instagram and they're like, "Oh, how was Haley's reaction?" And my reaction when I saw...
Not bad, but not good, basically.
I mean, we expected that they were going to drop this tour because they said that they're going to tour in the US, UK, and then LATAM in 2025. We just didn't know when they're going to drop the actual dates or the tickets for that matter, and they decided to drop it in 4 days of the announcement, which is fucking annoying because like it wasn't enough time to process anything. But the other thing that I saw was LA is SoFi Stadium, which I kind of knew was going to happen because
Twice had it at SoFi.
Because like they seem to go through that pattern, like it'll be the Forum and then it'll be BMO, and then SoFi, because that's the next biggest stadium. SoFi
that is the biggest stadium for us here in LA.
SoFi is 70,000 people. This is where we saw BTS, and I hate that stadium because it's humongous. So, like, anywhere that you sit, even in the 100 section, or even if you're not close to the barricade, they seem so far away. The scale of this stadium is huge. So, like, I was disappointed. And I had hopes that the other venues, such as, like, San Francisco or maybe, like, Seattle, would have smaller venues. They do not have smaller venues. I mean, it's smaller than SoFi, but it's still big.
They're all outdoor stadiums. They're all outdoor stadiums, which means it's even harder when it's a baseball stadium because it's a mix between football and baseball. Baseball is harder because of the weird diamond shape.
Yeah.
So if you're in the hundreds or 200
it's
sections,
far.
Like in the middle, like viewing from the middle area of like where the stage is.
You feel far.
You are not, you don't feel, you are fucking far. You're far.
So basically, and then even those venues, like, because it went from 20,000, now it's 40,000. So like the venue is double the size of like all those small stadiums that we went to last time we saw them for Maniac. So obviously they're growing, we know that, and it sucks because now the venues have to get bigger. The other thing that is disappointing and frustrating is all of the floor area, well, most of the floor is GA standing pit.
All the area that's close and touching the extended stage, specifically.
Like barricade, it has to be your standing.
It's GA.
It's free for all,
GA
basically.
GA pit. What
my worst
fuck?
Nightmare.
What the fuck?
Because
people are gonna get trampled and pushed for sure. It's gonna be nuts.
I mean, I hope not. But then, like, the thing is, the reason why I don't like GA floor is because like people are crazy and they will camp
out a week ahead. People will live on the streets
for a week. I'm not even kidding.
Like right outside the venue. Oh my god.
So
it's gonna happen.
I am not doing that because like I am not. I need a fucking shower and like. bed and
because
toilet.
You have a life and you have a job daily. That's the main
That's
thing.
That's the main But no, even if I didn't have those things, it's just like, I wouldn't do that. That doesn't sound fun. But anyway, for some people, that's fun, I guess. But also, well, I lost my train of thought. There are like some for the VIP, there's going to be seated as well, but it's behind the pit, which is interesting because like I feel like if you're seated on the floor for SoFi, you're fucking far. You're not going to see anything. So like pit or bus, I guess. I don't know.
Basically. Or I mean, for SoFi, we could try to get a suite.
Right.
We did that for twice. That worked out really well. Just get a bunch of our friends and we'll see. Well, if we get, I'm sure we'll find enough people for Stray Kids to possibly
get
a
suite. Oh, I'm sure. Like, it's easy to find that. Yeah. It's just like.
Sorry, listeners. I was going to say, if we're in an emergency situation and we need to fill out one or two more spots, we'll invite one of you guys.
Yeah, come on. 20 people. Let's go. But yeah, so that's all happening. And then we'll keep you updated and posted next podcast because the ticketing goes on sale in like 2 days from this. Also, let's see. Oh, because Stray Kids likes to drop a lot of shit all at once. So they also dropped a new album that's going to be released on December 13th. And it's not like, it's called Stray Kids Special Album. And the name of the album is Hop or Skiz Hop Hip Tape. And basically the reason why this is a special album is because like it's going to include 12 songs, which is huge. That's a lot of songs, honestly, and 8 of them is going to be the kids' new solo songs, which they have already been performing at the Dominate concert. So we all have heard them, but there has been no, like, studio album, like, recording of them yet.
It's like, how do these guys even have breaks?
They don't.
Or vacation?
They don't. Because
it looks like they do sometimes with their posts, but it's like, what? Is that just, like, a one day off?
It's kind of one thing? Hour only.
Oh, my God. It's nuts. Because, like, yeah, because in addition to not just, you know, making these songs, you learn the choreography and all this different stuff that goes along with it, including practicing for tours, which
Let's
is what they're doing.
Also say they just dropped a Japanese album this month. Like, that's insane. Like, they have all these fucking, like, they didn't have no time to breathe, honestly. But the songs that are going to be on this new album, Hop, are Walking on Water, Bounce Back, You. So this is the one that features Tablo, finally, because, like, we all were expecting them to have a collab together when he was in their music video. And this is finally the album that's going to have Tablo on it, which is super exciting because we love Tablo, obviously.
So it's nice to see because we're always wondering, when the hell is it going to come
out?
Like, what the hell is going on?
Like, where is it? So this is the album. They also have Walking on Water hip version. And then all their solos, Railway, Bang Chan, Unfair Felix, Felix is solo. Hallucination is IN's. Youth is Lino's. So Good is Hyunjin. Ultra is Changbin. Hold My Hand, Han's. And then Like That, Slowly Us is Sungmin's solo. I'm really excited because, like, it prepares me more so for their Dominate tour because, like, we get to hear and listen to these songs on an album, finally. The teaser pics that have been released so far, I don't know if you've seen them. But it's definitely giving off thunderous vibes to me.
I haven't seen them yet.
I'll show you it to you after, but like it's definitely giving Thunderous 2.0, which is really exciting because I love Thunderous and that was like one of the top songs on our Spotify. I think for like 2022 is like the most listened to Stray Kids song.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that. And it's a good song.
It
and
is
that
a really
era
song.
Was really good.
Mm-hmm. I love that No Easy album. Also, Shibuya 109 in Japan is having a collab with Stray Kids for Christmas.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Well, because Japan gets fed everything Stray Kids. Stray Kids is like Japan's official like mascot gods. Or yeah, you're right. They should just have a shrine for Stray Kids.
They should.
They probably do have one.
They probably do. So they're having that from December 1st to the 25th. And basically, it's a pop-up store. And I think these ones you have to sign up for because these are... Whenever they have these kind of pop-ups, you have to sign up for them they don't just let you walk in freely, which is kind of sucky also. But I mean, if you live in Japan, you can figure it out, because I won't
in Japan,
be there.
You already know, because that's always how it is. Exactly. You have to sign up, and then there's a damn lottery for everything and anything. Yeah. So that's the life if you live in Japan, right?
Right. Yep. So that's it.
Or you can go to the black market of underground selling tickets, which is frowned down upon immensely.
I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest. But then I guess it is. One of our friends bought twice, remember? Trouble. Yeah.
That's blowing my mind. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much it. Wish us luck. Everyone, good luck if you're trying for Stray Kids tickets. I hope you get the ones that you want. And, yeah.
There you go. So, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe. If you haven't yet, even leave us a rating. We appreciate all the little tiny donations people have been leaving for us. You don't have to. But it's been awesome to see, and we really appreciate it. And please don't give us money if you need the money more than yourself. Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, you kind of like at least listen, fast forward through the ads-ish, I guess it helps.
Right.
And don't forget to sign up for our holiday giveaway. Mm-hmm. You should know all the details by now. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send your DMs and giveaway entries there. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we'll talk about Mama next week and see how that craziness goes. Till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.